Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. Just $14.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon joins me on the line to talk about all the movies, the films that you need to see. Yeah, we're talking about two films this week, actually.
Two movies for you to see.
Let's go directly to Sky Show because we have a little exclusive this week. This is Wonder Woman 1984 out this week on Sky Show.
You're absolutely right. It's exclusive to Sky Show, so it's the only place that you can see it. So it's got Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, and Kirsten Wiig in it. And it's directed by Patty Jenkins. She did the first Wonder Woman. She's done the sequel. She's also doing the third one. But you might know her from Monster with Charlize Theron. So what is Wonder Woman 1984 about? Well, after saving the world in Wonder Woman, Diana, the immortal Amazonian warrior princess, is trying to stay under the radar in 1984 Washington, D.C. She's working as an archaeologist. Diana becomes entangled in a sinister plot involving a valuable gemstone and a power-hungry entrepreneur named Maxwell Lord. So Diana must use all her strength, her wisdom, and her courage to fight off Maxwell and Cheetah, a villainess who possesses superhuman strength.
Love a hardcore Amazonian warrior princess to be our hero throughout the movie. What fun facts did you find out?
Okay, so there is a kind of more of a reason that it's been set in the 80s as opposed to just throwing it in there in the 80s for the hair and the fashion. The film is actually based around a time that was in the throes of excess, and that goes into the story, especially around this valuable gemstone and Maxwell Lord's desperate need to have it. So all about the 80s, the desire to achieve the American dream, the overconsumption of things, commercialism, wealth, and even violence was in excess. So that is based around that time for those very real reasons that were really happening in the 80s.
This movie has superheroes. It also has a romantic subplot. It has rivalry between strong-headed women. Pretty fantastic, actually. Let's have a quick listen.
Diana, look at you. It's like not one day has passed.
I don't want to be like anyone. I want to be an apex predator.
You've always had everything, while people like me have had nothing. Well, now it's my turn. Get used to it.
Let's talk a little bit, because Kristen Wiig's character is this very jealous character that goes from a sort of geeky, quiet kind of character to this really strong badass.
Yeah, so she is more known for her comedy roles. She is in SNL Saturday Night Live. She also helped write and was starred in Bridesmaids. But the casting director knew that Wiig would be able to bring this particular character of Barbara alive. So the character, like you say, she goes from being a geek and she's kind of hidden away, but she's also very good at her job. She's smart. And the character of Wonder Woman, of Diana, really recognizes these qualities about her, that she's good at her job and she's smart. But she also, Kirsten Wiig, turns that character into one that is tough and aggressive and nasty. And that was the casting director's aim, was to get someone who could do both. And she's been praised for this role. She's done a good job.
You know what? I think it's so exciting that these movies are now coming straight to our homes. We're able to stream them. I mean, we don't know when cinemas might open up again exactly. So it's actually really nice that now we're able to stream them. This one is exclusively on Sky Show. And we will remind everyone, if they would like to go watch it, you can get a 7-day free trial on Sky Show anytime. You can find links on our website to that, or just head to sky.ch. Also, though, we've got another movie that we're looking at today. This is, again, one for the family. We're looking at a movie on Disney Plus.
Yeah, sticking with that whole superhero theme. Mm. This one is Flora and Ulysses. So this one is out now. You can see it on Disney Plus, like you say. It's got Allison Hannigan. She's from American Pie and How I Met Your Mother. It's also got Ben Schwartz from Parks and Recreation in it. So what is this one about? So Flora rescues a squirrel and soon discovers that that squirrel has superpowers, which is lucky for Flora as she is a huge comic book fan. So Ulysses and Flora go on some really wild adventures, which will forever change Flora's life and her outlook and attitude too.
Let's have a quick listen.
Every superhero comes to us with a purpose. We don't always see it at first because we don't always know where to look.
Flora!
What is this?
Wholly unanticipated occurrences!
I'm going to replace any time I nearly swear with wholly unanticipated occurrences. I think that's brilliant. This one does look pretty incredibly done, actually, with a CGI squirrel. I don't want to ruin this for anyone, but I do believe that that flying superhero squirrel is CGI. But it looks very fun, very fast-paced.
It sure is. So this one is great for kids and adults alike, and they've really done something for the adults in this one. Because this is a Disney Plus film, Disney actually have that kind of Marvel world at their disposal. So they've hidden lots of Marvel Easter eggs all throughout the film. So that is partly because the dad character is a comic book writer. So it's definitely worth watching if you're an adult with your kids so that you can find those little bits of pieces and work out which Marvel movie they came from.
It's nice when they make kids' movies funny for adults as well. So just to recap, we have looked today at Wonder Woman 1984, available exclusively on Sky Show, and also Flora and Ulysses on Disney Plus. Susie Lyon, thanks very much for Big Screen, Little Screen.
Enjoy the movies.
If you want to hear more from Susie, check out our website worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. Just $14.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.